In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
We gather today to proclaim this good news. We have just lived through Holy Week, a week wherein we told the story of Jesus' death over and over again. We heard Psalm 22, Miserere me, or in English, my God, why have you forsaken me? We heard that three or four times, depending on how many St. Thomas services you participated in. But today our readings have turned. From suffering and death, we have turned to resurrection. In our first reading, St. Peter proclaims resurrection. In our second reading, St. Paul proclaims resurrection. In the third lesson, though, in our gospel reading today, something even more enchanting happens. Our third lesson is not a sermon, it's not an epistle, it's not a speech. Our third lesson is a narrative telling the story of three women, Mary, and Salome. These were Jesus' friends. Now, Jesus had a lot of friends, if you ask the friends. But just a couple days earlier, when it really counted, one of his closest friends, St. Peter, denied even knowing Jesus. The whole week had started off well enough, with the people of Jerusalem welcoming Jesus with shouts of Hosanna and laying palm branches in his path. Kind of the red carpet treatment. The crowds were there to celebrate the Passover. But after a tumultuous week of ups and downs, Jesus was tortured and lynched by a lethal combination of an angry mob and an unconcerned government. And now, it was the second morning after. The main holiday celebration was finished, though the holiday season lingered on. Just like Easter, right? There are 50 days. Jesus had died and been buried in a tomb. And so the culturally appropriate thing to do for a dead friend or family member was to anoint them with spices so they wouldn't smell so bad as their body rotted away. And though Jesus had 12 close friends that he had called apostles, not one of these showed up to express their love or respect in this way. None of the men did, just these three women. They got up early in the morning before it was properly light out and went to care for their friend whom they loved. And their big question that morning, since all the men were either hiding out or maybe sleeping in, their big question was how they were going to get into the tomb because of that big rock that was covering the entrance. And so it was quite a surprise when Mary, and Salome arrived at the tomb only to find the stone already removed. Jesus was gone, they were told. He is on the move. We're told the women ran away in fear and amazement, telling no one. And that's the end of Mark's gospel, by Mark's telling. But we know that these brave women, these lovers of Jesus, didn't stay silent for long. The word of the resurrection got out. And so that's the untold ending of Mark that got added by someone else with a little less trust in us future generations that we would figure out the subtleties. Mary, and Salome were the first evangelists, the first to announce the resurrection of Christ and all that that might mean. So what does the resurrection of Christ mean? What does it mean for us today? What does it mean to say the Lord is risen indeed in the age of the coronavirus? the age of Zoom and vaccination drives? What does the resurrection mean in an era of clashing voices about whose lives matter, what justice means, and whose votes should count? What does the resurrection mean in lives marked by broken relationships, lost jobs, mass evictions, and chemical dependency? What does the resurrection mean for us today? The resurrection means many things, but in its essence, the resurrection holds for us the same promises that it held for Mary, and Salome. Resurrection means that the things that hurt us, body, mind, and soul, will not ultimately prevail. Resurrection means that love wins, life wins, relationship wins. Resurrection means that every loss that matters is not final, but only temporary at most. Resurrection means that those who would turn their backs on their friends, like St. Peter did, and those who would commit hate crimes against people who look or think differently from them, like St. Paul did, even these are never beyond hope. Resurrection means the same things for all of us. And resurrection means something intimate and personal and unique for each one of us. Resurrection means that death is not the final truth of reality, but life. Hate will not get the last word, but love will. Because of the resurrection, we gather as church, as the people of God, not in order to earn certain benefits or to be deemed worthy or righteous of some grand prize. Instead, what we do in church is what Mary, and Salome did. We learn to love one another. We learn to love Jesus. We learn how to show up. And as we show up, we discover that God was already there ahead of us, just waiting to love us. Now here's the thing about God. God's not a mugger, right? God's not like waiting behind a corner to leap out and ambush us. Not even when that ambush is meant with a love better than any parent or spouse could offer us. Instead, God is waiting by that empty tomb, just waiting for us to show up, early in the morning, or later if need be. You get to choose the timing. The important thing is to show up. If you show up, you will find that God is already there waiting for you. And this is the good news of Easter, the good news of the resurrection. The story of God is not primarily a story of theology or of history or of geopolitics. God's story touches on all these things. But the story of God is a story of a relationship and of a love that is meant for you. Despite humankind's best efforts to ignore that story, to replace that story with other stories, you know, stories about wealth and about success and about self-improvement. The story of Jesus remains. And it dispels darkness and brings light wherever it goes. As God tells this story throughout history and throughout each human life, all we have to do, like Jesus' friends Mary, and Salome, is to show up. Alleluia, Christ is risen.
The Lord is risen indeed. Alleluia.
Alleluia.